shoes. It's Jesus in the everyday, me and you. The Good News in Shoes.
This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Foster. I'm pastor and host of the radio program Grace Thoughts. Grace Thoughts is heard on this great radio station from Monday through Friday at 12 noon during the lunch hour. Remember Jeremiah's famous prayer to God, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth. Whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor, letting an experienced professional with a proven track record can make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
We always want to have opportunity to do it again. It's in us. We always want to have another chance. That's inside of us, especially when we've sinned really big. We want to have a chance to do it again. When we failed, we want to have a chance to do it again. And it looks like everything's just falling apart, and we've let things slip through our fingers, and we want to try to do it again. And we'd really like to have a chance to do it again when we discover that we probably could have done a better job than we had done in the first place. Because that's called regret, isn't it? Amen. When we realize that if we had to put in just a little bit better effort, we would have got more than what we would have had. Come on, that's the risk and reward part of the Christian life that we talk about. Amen? Been many opportunities in my life. Many opportunities that I've missed. I mean, opportunities just come by for a season. They don't come by again. Once an opportunity goes by, that same opportunity never comes by again. You might get another opportunity that's similar to it or another chance at it. That's why some of us are in different churches than we started out, because we had opportunity in a church where God planted us, but it didn't work out, and God's given you a do-over here. Because we serve the God of the do-over. Come on, somebody, help me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Is there anybody here who wants a do-over? Today's the day of the do-over. Because my God is the God of second chances. Some of you here this morning, you don't know where things went wrong. You just need another chance. You don't know why they went bad, but they went bad. And you're saying, God, I could use another shot at this opportunity. I don't want to miss my opportunity. Amen. So how many know that God's not just the God of the second chance? He's the God of the third chance, the fourth chance, the fifth chance, the sixth chance. He's the God of mercy. Why? Because His mercies are new every morning. Come on, somebody. Amen. He's the God that causes you to get up in the morning and the God that causes you to put your feet on the floor and say, I can do it again. I don't have to live where I lived yesterday. There's somewhere else God wants to take me. I can do it again. Amen. It's a new day. Somebody say, it's a new day in my life. So if that's what you want and you want to have a do-over, then this is what you've got to do to get your do-over. Number one, you can write these down. Because like I said, you might not need them today, but you will sooner or later. Number one, you must be willing to ask God for another chance. Say that with me. I must be willing to ask God for another chance. Everybody say ask. Matthew 7, verse 7, 8 says this. Ask and you shall receive. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened unto you. For he that asks receives, and he that seeks finds, and to him that knocks the door will be opened to him. You got to ask. Amen? Amen? Now, how many of you know when you ask God for another chance and you blow it, and you ask God for another chance and you blow it again, it feels weird to keep going back and asking God for another chance, doesn't it? You feel like, man, I'm back in the same place again. As if God's really disappointed with you. Can I just tell you that disappointment is not from God, it's really self-inflicted? Can I just share something with you about your daddy in heaven? He is never, ever, never, ever disappointed with you. Never. It's not in his vocabulary. He doesn't deal in disappointment. Come on, amen. You know why I know that? Because he don't see you the way you are. He sees you through the blood of Jesus. And you know what he says about Jesus? This is my son in whom I am well pleased. But it does feel weird to keep going back, doesn't it? God, I don't know. Here I am again. I mean, the book of James says it this way. You have not because you ask not. There's some things in your life that God's more than willing to do. There's some things that God is more than willing to give you. There are some things that God is willing to just move on your behalf. But you got to be willing to ask Him. You got to be willing to ask Him. You have to ask. But there's always stuff in our life that keeps us from asking God. One of them is fear. Sometimes we're just afraid. Amen. We become aware of the fact that if I'm asking God for another chance, then that means I'm going to have to be accountable for the next chance that I get. Well, if he gives me another chance, that means I really got to do it this time. I don't know if I'm ready for that. Come sound familiar to some of y'all? Yeah. Amen? And if I admit, if I do it and I blow it and then I blow it again, then I got to admit that I blew it again and go back and ask for another chance again. And then I got to be accountable again. I mean, after you've been through that cycle four or five times, you just really don't want to go to God and ask Him for anything anymore. I got a witness in here, amen? We get overcome with fear and we get afraid to ask God for another chance. But how many of you know you just need to have the courage to ask God? It takes courage, amen? And when you ask, go ahead and ask for the big stuff. Don't say, well, God, just help me get up in the morning. If I could just get out of the bed. No, man. Go ahead. If I could just take another breath. That might be the last one you get talking like that. No, ask Him for the big things. Amen. You say, well, I don't know if I can do that, Pastor. I feel inadequate. I feel insufficient. I feel condemned because I failed so many times. I just don't want to ask God for anything anymore. But how many know if you don't ask, you ain't going to have anything? Because James says you have not because you ask not. You can't have it if you don't ask for it. Amen. You got to ask for God for the things that are in your heart's desire, for the things that you desire. Mark 11, 24 says it this way. He says, and whatsoever things you desire. Somebody say desire. Come on. It's that thing that's on the inside of you that you want, that you need, that you have a passion for. He said, whatsoever things that you desire, when you pray, believe that you will receive them and you shall have them. Amen. Come on, it starts with a desire. That means there's got to be a desire for it. There has to be something you want when you pray for it. You can't just arbitrarily pray, well, I hope I have a good life, Lord. Well, stop hoping and start asking. Get in faith for it. Amen? But sometimes we don't ask because we get overcome with fear. The other reason we don't ask is because we feel guilty about asking again. We get on the guilt trip. We feel guilty that we blew it. We didn't do what we were supposed to do in the first place, and now we're consumed with guilt. Well, I'm just a good-for-nothing sinner. If I get into heaven, because my grandmother prayed for me every day because I don't deserve to be there. Oh, my God, please. I mean, people that get under guilt like that, they spend their days just beating themselves up. Do you know that's a miserable existence for a believer? To get up every day and beat yourself up because you don't like who you are? Oh, I hate myself. I'm no good. Blah, blah, blah. Please. Why don't you just discover what God thinks about you? Because if you think you're no good, then you ain't agreeing with what God thinks about you. Can I just tell you, God looks at you and he said, that's the apple of my eye. That's my child. That's my blessing. That's my covenant. That's my inheritance. That is my future. That is the hope. That is the plan. That's what I sent my son for. I love you with an everlasting love. That's how God sees you. Why don't you get that revelation for a little while? Amen. You know, sometimes when we blow it, whether it's with our wife or sometimes we blow it with our spouse or we blow it with our kids, the first thing that comes knocking at our door is guilt. Now, I'm telling you, can I just be honest with you? I'm not as holy as you think I am. Honest. I've been known to yell at Kim from time to time. And the first thing that comes in my life right after I know I blew it is guilt. That's the first thing the devil tries on me. You're supposed to be a pastor. You're supposed to be telling people not to do what you're doing. How in the world can you speak to your wife like that? Oh, you talk about guilt when you got an expectation up here? Amen. You ain't off the hook. You yell just as much. Amen. And all the husbands said, amen. You know you've been yelling when you lost your voice the next day, Oh, amen. Praise the Lord. You start thinking, man, how am I going to recover from this? How am I going to get out of this mess? Am I ever going to get a chance to make this right? Am I ever going to get a chance to do this again? I really blew it, amen? Listen to me. If the devil is selling you on that lie, you better listen to this morning. If he's trying to get you under that guilt, that lie comes from the pit of hell. That lie comes right from the master deceiver, and it is designed, it is by design, put into your life to destroy your destiny. That's what that guilt does, amen? That lie doesn't even come close to God's truth. Because it's okay to blow it if you get it right. There is no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Amen? Listen to me. I don't care if you're laying in pig slop in a pig pen, covered up in all kinds of stinking mess, and you look terrible and your hair is all matted together. Nobody can see what you look like. Listen to me. It does not matter. How many know rubies and diamonds and emeralds, if they're covered in crap, it doesn't matter when you wash the crap off, they're still going to shine bright. He said, crap in church. I'm sorry. I probably blew it. My God. But do you know that you're a ruby, diamond, and an emerald? And that God can wash you up and clean you up? And you can shine forth for the kingdom of God in everything that he has put on the inside of you. Every destiny, every hope, every dream. When all that crud gets washed off of your life, you can shine brighter than the night. My God. Isn't that wonderful?
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church. Whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group, there's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
But see, the enemy's tactic is to burden us down with fear, burden us down with guilt, because if he can get us under all that stuff, if he can get you loaded down under that burden, then you'll never ask God for anything again. He will keep you trapped in a place of despondence, in a place of despair, in a place of discouragement, in a place of depression. All those D words. He'll keep you under them. Because that's what his trick is, to keep you from asking. To keep you feeling worthy from asking. You're worthy by the virtue of Jesus Christ, not by what you do. And you get stuck living in a cycle in that stuff without the tools that you need to have a life that's abundant. Can I just tell you, God's called you to abundant living? People that don't understand that, they live their life and they just get along to go along. Just move along to get along. It's like a tumbleweed out in the wilderness. I'll just go wherever the wind blows me. Knock me down, I'll roll over. Knock me down again, I'll roll over again. Whatever. I mean, that's miserable. You ever anybody say this? Well, my whole family's like that. My mama was like that. My daddy was like that. His daddy before him and his daddy before him. I guess I'm that way too. What a lie. What a lie. What a trap of the enemy, amen? And we get under that stuff and we think this is how we're supposed to, this is what the lot of our life is. Gloom and despair. Oh, that's it. An agony on me. BR. But we live under that stuff, amen? And when we get under it, we never ask God for another chance, amen? And it doesn't matter where you blew it, doesn't matter where you messed up, where you failed, doesn't really matter where you've fallen short. He's greater than all that stuff. Somebody say he's greater than, amen? God's greater than all your shortcomings. He's greater than all your failures. He's greater than all your mess ups. He's greater than all your problems. He's greater. He's proven that. He proved it on the cross 2,000 years ago that he could overcome the flesh, he could overcome the world, and he could overcome the devil. And he could do it on a single night when they nailed him to a tree. And he could get up 3 days later and walk around in victory. He was resurrected from that grave to prove that he was greater than. So please don't tell me what you're going through is too big for God. Because if you're telling me that, that means that you bought into the lie. Come on, amen? We've got to be willing to ask. Go ahead and look in your Bibles in Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. I like that book, Lamentations. Lamentations. Lament. Lamentations. You know what lament means? It means to cry and weep. That's what it means, lament. I'm lamenting. I'm feeling bad. I feel sorry for myself. Nobody loves me. Jeremiah was so wrapped up in that stuff, he named a book after it. Lamentations. This is a book that was written by the prophet Jeremiah. And how many know that that word lamentations really does mean that? It means cry. It means weep. It means I'm gonna cry about it. And I can't take it no more. I'm gonna let it all out. I like that when people come to the altar in the old days at the Pentecostal church, they come up and cry. All the little ladies will come up and go, ahead. You let it all out, honey. You let it all out. And then the little girl that was crying at the altar, she hears that and she gets louder. And they go, ahead, let it out. And they get louder. And then about the time she's screaming out, that's right, let it all out. And then pretty soon, you got these three people screaming at the altar. Next thing you know, revival breaks out in the church. All because one person was letting it all out. Come on, amen. So I don't know about all that noise. Go ahead, be Pentecostal. You'll surprise yourself. So anyway, this is a time when the whole nation of Israel had blown it. They had just messed up, and they'd blown it. And they had an opportunity to be in a covenant with God But they kept chasing everything but God. They kept going after the lust of the flesh. They kept worshiping idols. And they ended up being taken into captivity. And Jeremiah said, my eyes became like fountains of water. And I just wept day and I wept at night. I wept all the time. I was just crying all the time. And he went on to say this. He got to the point where all he wanted to do was weep and cry for the nation of Israel and forget about the call of God on his life. To the point that he went down into the mud and went down into the pit and to the mire and didn't want to crawl up out of it. I mean, that's a bad place to be. Amen? Yeah. Finally, he comes to the place. He says, God, just get me away from these people. Just let me get on down the road and let me get out of here. Just let me go down to the Motel 6 in another town and get away from these people that just, you know, they're driving me crazy. I can't pray for them anymore. They don't listen, God. Anybody ever feel that way about your family? Oh, just let me get an escape. They're driving me nuts. He said, but God said to me, Jeremiah, these are your people. This is the place of your covenant. And Jeremiah wrote the book of Lamentations. And when he wrote the book of Lamentations, he said this. He said this while he was weeping. 3:21. This I recall to my mind, therefore I have hope. Through the Lord's mercies, we are not consumed. Thank God for mercy. Because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. You know what God was saying to Jeremiah? He was saying, Jeremiah, I know you want to run from this problem. I know you want to escape from this problem. I know you want to get away from the failure of the whole nation of Israel. I know you've been crying about this thing and weeping about it and upset about it. And you've been up all night and crying all week and all month. You've been crying all year. You've been suffering and you think it's over and it's never going to be good. It's never going to come back to what it should be. But I want to tell you, Jeremiah, I am the God of second chances. Don't run away to the Motel 6 down the road. Don't go bury your head in the sand. Don't try to forget everything that I want to do. But know this, Jeremiah, God, my God, is compassionate. He is reaching out in compassion, and his mercies are new every morning. Somebody say, his mercy is new every morning. Every morning his mercy is new. I got great news for you today. His mercy is new every morning. When the sun came up, his mercy came up with it. When it broke over the eastern shore this morning, mercy came up with it. It's new every morning. Amen. Great is the faithfulness of God.
Oh, praise Him.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. Hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarbis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, You could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is now open. Black Beauty offers top quality hair products, human and synthetic hair. Get more value for less money and look your best. Black Beauty Wigs and Hair Supplies is located in Port St. Lucie at 1702 Southwest Bayshore Boulevard, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34984. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. They can be reached at 772-380-6457. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off any purchase.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.